Track 86. Unit 7. Vocabulary and Listening. Page 72. Exercise 4. Listen.
Good afternoon. I'm talking to explorer Stephanie Lowe. She's planning a trip to Antarctica this year. So, what are you going to do in Antarctica, Stephanie?
I'm going to walk 1,359 kilometres to the South Pole.
Wow! Why did you decide to walk to the South Pole?
Last year, I watched a programme about a woman called Liv Arneson from Norway. She skied to the South Pole alone. I decided to do something similar.
And you wanted to have an adventure like that?
That's right. But Liv is braver than me. I'm not going alone.
How many people are going with you?
There are four men and me in the team. I'm the team doctor. And I'm also going to be the official expedition photographer.
When are you leaving?
We're starting our walk on the 9th of November.
And when will you arrive at the South Pole?
We don't know exactly. It depends on a lot of different things.
Why are you starting in November?
Because that's the start of the Antarctic summer. It will be minus 30 degrees Celsius.
That's freezing.
I know, but it gets much colder in winter. It can be minus 70 degrees Celsius.
What about snow?
Well, it's very icy and windy, but actually it doesn't snow much in Antarctica, even in winter. Also, in the middle of summer, there are 24 hours of daylight, so it's much better for walking.
What about animals? Will you see any penguins?
Yes, we will. I'm going to photograph them on the coast. But we won't see any animals at the South Pole because there's no food there for them.
What about all the food and equipment that you'll need? Are you going to carry everything?
No, we aren't. We've got dogs to help us.
That's good. And what about emergencies?
We're starting from a base called McMurdo Station. We're going to call them by satellite phone every day. They've got emergency helicopters.
What will you do at the South Pole?
There's a scientific base there. We're going to rest there for a few days. They've got hot showers. We'll need them.
Well, good luck, Stephanie. And you can follow Stephanie's...